This past Shabbos, we lay in Parshas Kitisa, where in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, Moshe comes down from Har Sinai, Vayashlech Miadavis HaLuchos, Vayishaber Osam Tachas Ahar, and smashes the Luchos to smithereens. Why does he do so? We might have assumed that it was merely a momentary weakness or an emotional reaction on Moshe's part. But Chazal tell us, Asher Shibarta means Yasher Koch Sheshibarta, that Hashem approved of this act, that it was done in a calculated fashion to accomplish some purpose. Why is this? Rashi gives one shot, but Meshech Chachma suggests that it was a direct reaction to the philosophy, the problematic philosophy, which underlied the Chet HaEgel. The Jews saw their connection to Hashem as through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki zem Moshe ish asher halonu mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Who am I to have a relationship with Hashem? Through Moshe I can relate to Hashem. If Moshe's gone, I need something else to be an intermediary to use in order to connect me to Hashem. They were lacking anything. They had no Moshe Rabbeinu. Unfortunately, they built an egel instead. Says the Meshech Chachma, what would have happened had Moshe come down from Har Sinai, Ushnei Luchos Eidos Biyado, and said, you fools, how could you build an egel? Don't you know that's against the second of the Aseres HaDibros and the Isser of Avodah Zarah? Look, I have these Luchos that Hashem sent me that are actually Amas Elokim Hema, V'amichtav Michtav Elokim Hu Chorus Ala Luchos. These Luchos straight for Hashem. What would the Jews have done? They would have, of course, abandoned the worship of the Egel Azav. They would have pulverized it and thrown it right down the drain. They would have said, we have something better to connect us to Hashem. We have the Luchos. The Luchos were actually made by Hashem, and they're Heter Gomer, and they're not a violation of Avodah Zarah. Let's use these Luchos to connect us to Hashem. Moshe knew if he had come down with the Luchos, he could have corrected their mistake of worshiping a golden calf, but he would have only reinforced the fundamental mistake, which is that they need something to connect them to Hashem because they can't just directly connect from inside their hearts to Hashem Yisbarach. Therefore, Moshe came down, and when everyone was looking, smashed the Luchos. He told Klal Yisrael, you think an eagle is holy? You think I'm holy? These Luchos are holy. They were actually made by Hashem. They were actually written by Hashem. And you know what? If you don't fulfill what's written on them, they're worthless, and I'm just going to smash them like a broken pottery shard. Because what's important is not anything else outside yourself. What's important is that in your hearts, inside yourself, when you are alone with yourselves, you are doing the Ratzon Hashem and you're trying to bring Hashem into your life. Everything else is only secondary, is only to help you achieve that goal. But nothing outside you has intrinsic importance. Not me, certainly not an idol, not even the Luchos Mas Elokim Hema. What has intrinsic importance is only, are you fulfilling your commitment of Nasa V'Nishma? Are you serving Hashem or not? In these difficult times of grappling with the pandemic of coronavirus, a lot of the things outside ourselves that we counted on to connect us to Hashem are not as available to us. Some of us are no longer able to daven betzibur. The shul is closed. The shul, the equivalent of the mishkan, the house of the luchos. The shul has the urim, which houses the sefer Torah, next best thing to the luchos, is closed. And we don't have the other members of the minyan to help us collect to Hashem. Yeshivas and kolim and schools are closed. We can't get together with the chevra. We can't be in the familiar setting. We can't be in a base medrash that helps us connect to Hashem. So many of those things external to us, which help us connect to Hashem, are no longer available to us. Where do we go from here? I think the Meshech Chachma would tell us, perhaps this is a golden opportunity to realize that all those things are very important to help us. We hope that we will have them back very soon. But none of those things are the ikkar. The shul is not the ikkar. The other people in shul are not the ikkar. The base medrash is not the ikkar. The sfarim base medrash are not the ikkar. The Aron Kodesh is not the ikkar. Wherever I go, the ikkar is with me because the ikkar is inside myself. The ikkar is my heart and my mind. The ikkar is, do I really daven? Maybe davka, if I don't have the shul, if I don't have the minyan, I can really look deeply, more deeply into myself and say, am I really davening? How can I really find the connection to Hashem without anyone else? just from inside myself. It's hard, but rewarding. Maybe when I don't have the yeshiva anymore, when I don't have the regular shiurim, I don't have the chevra in the base matters, I can say, am I really dedicated to Talmud Torah? Do I really want to fulfill b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol me'odecha b'shivtcha b'veisecha uv'lechtcha v'aderech uv'shach b'cha uv'kumecha? Here we have b'shivtcha b'veisecha b'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. And Meshech Chachma would tell us that perhaps this is an opportunity not only for challenge, but like all challenges, for growth, to realize that ultimately Hashem wants me, not me with anyone, not me at any location, not me with any people. Hashem wants me to worship Him with my heart, with my soul, to learn Torah because I love Torah, to daven because I really want to talk to Hashem. And maybe Davka, this is an opportunity to reconnect to Hashem on the most innermost level, and out of this crisis, which we hope will be resolved and will be healed very soon, we can come even closer to Hashem and realize what's the Iker and what's the Tafel, and Mirtz Hashem, take something with us that's good and that will last us for the rest of our lives.